We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition chatting with us here this morning. It's 9:34. We also have Parks and Rec will be on here in the final segment of our show. We're talking a lot about the Veterans Day Parade and how it went off. And I know planning really kind of it's an all-year process here. And as we look ahead to 2021, I'm sure plans are already in the works there. But what's gone on just since the parade?
I'm gonna start this with an appeal. This year we're gonna do things just a tad bit different, in that we have our veterans and normally they're standing off to the side and watching the parade. This year we'd really like them to be in the parade and be a part of that parade again. So
marching unit.
I'm gonna put a call out. Uncle Chuck wants you a flag. But we'd like to have a marching unit from those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that served in both Desert Shield and Desert Storm, as well as Vietnam veterans that served during that Vietnam era veterans that served as well. So not only with the brand new soldiers that we have at Fort Riley marching, but also those old soldiers that can still walk like Tony Nichols, that they can still get out there, and I'll get out there. I'll bring the I'll get out there and I'll try to walk again.
Can I drive the Jeep?
You can drive. Yes, you can drive.
Ooh, my Jeep. Ride in the Jeep.
All right,
I'm ride in the Jeep.
All you old parents out there, be careful when you see
Desert Storm spouses in the Jeep.
Hoo-wah.
Hoo-wah.
But going on, what we're doing this year, and we're going to have a couple of meetings here prior to with the board of directors, but our actual first membership meeting starts in March. We start up again in March.
Mm-hmm. It's March 10th, I think.
Yeah. March 9th.
March 9th? Oh, yeah, we're Tuesdays now. Sorry.
Yeah.
March 9th.
But March 9th, 10 a.m. at the Utopia Room at St. Thomas More Church, which is on Kimball.
A big thank you to those guys, because we meet at the chamber, but the room in the chamber, and this is a blessing, the room's not big enough to fit all the people that we have now coming to the coalition.
Even without socially distancing, I think we've grown beyond that. Yeah.
That's a testament to the vets and those supporters of veterans causes out in the community. Not all your listening area, not only Manhattan, but all around are welcome. But we're doing it in the Utopia Room. And it's every, that's when we start working again in earnest. Yeah, earnest.
Yes. And the meeting dates and locations and times are on our Facebook page, which is Facebook Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And they're also on our wonderful website, which is flinthillsveterans.org.
And that's managed by Chuck Tannehill, who is the superhero of the organization, as far as setting up the parade, doing a lot of the electronic media that we actually are enjoying. So big shout out and a thank you to Chuck.
He is a man for all seasons.
Yes, he is. He's indeed a man for all seasons.
Chuck is the man. He's the man that organizes our parade every year. He's the first point of contact. And the challenges of the parade this year was to keep our parade participants socially distanced, and masks were mandatory for our parade participants as well. And
everybody did great.
We had Crystal Kearns with the USO. Was out there.
Vance Zimmer was there. Mike Kearns, Dave Eckert, Tom Hintz was out there. And
they were helping to organize and set up, along with the
young folks from
the Kansas State University Air Force ROTC and Army ROTC cadets as well. They were doing parade route.
The cool thing about that is they take time out of going to school, and they're not ordered to, they weren't voluntold. They actually volunteer to go out and help the community to set up the parade. And it's more than just that one day commitment, because there's a lot of planning that goes behind it, organization. So big thank you to them, as well as get good grades, because that's what they're there at school for, is get good grades.
Be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart for your country.
Yeah. That's right.
We also need to thank Captain Fink and RCPD, who they were instrumental in helping us figure out how to get flags distributed to everyone watching the parade and people in the parade. They had a method for sanitizing, and he really was the push behind getting that done. And RCPD is always a huge supporter and a huge help for us with this parade. So I really, really want to make sure that they get recognized.
Captain Fink is also a Desert Storm vet, which is really cool. So, you know, it was neat, kind of neat having a veteran helping out a veteran's cause, you know, and then you have Lori Bishop, who's doing all the stuff with kids. Then you have Dave Eckert, who's working scholarships for the older students at Kansas State University, veteran students at Kansas State University.
And that's something coming up in 2021. Before too long, we'll have our scholarship program again, which is, remind me, is it Kansas State University?
MATC
and Manhattan Christian College, right?
Yep.
At the moment is where we have scholarships for veterans that apply. And so that process has been worked on. Dave's been doing an amazing job. So we're going to streamline that even further and get the word out to those
students in need.
Yeah, what was her name? We had a wonderful student that was awarded a scholarship last year, and she came. I thought I wrote it down.
Kayla Yule.
Yule. Oh, good. And she came and she read her essay at our last meeting of the year. So.
And she was a medic,
mm-hmm.
which means she was really smart.
Very smart. Smart for your country.
Because everybody in the medical field is very, very smart. Isn't that right, Christine?
Yes, they are.
They are.
All right. Well, wonderful stuff. And, you know, obviously this time of year, we just finished the holidays. It's always good to thank our veterans for all they do and really reach out because I'm sure a lot of them, especially the older ones, have been stuck at home, and give them a call, you know, thank them for their service and just check up on them, how they're doing. That's always important.
Yeah, it's kind of neat that when we recognize the two Korean War or two of our Grand Marshals this past year, that they got a chance to get some of that recognition that they kind of deserved or they kind of earned. You know, thank you for your service. Yeah, it's very important, but also a big thank yous out to the community for supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the Vietnam guys will tell you, when they came back, it was a lot different than what the young folks, the young soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines enjoy today. And they paid a lot of dues, and they paid it forward for this generation of soldiers that we have now. So a big thank you goes out to those Vietnam vets. And once again, you know, sign up. We need a marching unit. And you're going to, even, like I said, Brandon, you're going to see me out there marching. It's going to be a terrible sight. It's going to be we're going to see me marching. Melody's going to be driving the Jeep. It's going to be something else.
And if you're interested in that, you can contact us through our Facebook page, which is Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, or you can email us through our
website.
Our website, that you can contact the webmaster, which is Chuck Tannehill.
Yeah. And that's flinthillsveterans.org.
Flinthillsveterans.org.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and Chuck Tannehill is really great about forwarding messages along. So
very fast.
So he checks our website quite often, and Melody's on top of the Facebook page. So it's a quick response time. Really.
I'm not the only one on the Facebook page, makes it great.
Yeah, you know,
there's three of us at least.
But we need more folks.
Yeah, as our membership grows, we're able to explore new opportunities to serve veterans in our community and to promote patriotism in large and small ways. Everything's not a huge job. There's some smaller jobs that we're starting to identify. Ooh. That someone, what?
The next cool thing, MRC luncheon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Our next MRC lunch is Wednesday, February 3rd. MRC lunches, Manhattan Military Relations Committee. That's my day job. At the Chamber of Commerce. They're the first Wednesday of the month. We don't have one in January. Typically, we're butting up against New Year's Day. This year, New Year's was on a Friday. So, but the next one, and I'm really excited. We have Colonel Ann Kang. She's the Deputy Commander of Irwin Army Community Hospital on Fort Riley. She's in charge of nursing and patient services. And I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about COVID and vaccines and also, for the past year, Army Medicine has been transitioning to Defense Health Agency. So she probably has some stuff to say about that. So it should be a good one. We're still up in the air. I'm waiting to make the call until we're 2 weeks out from the date as to location. If it's in person, it'll be at the Manhattan Conference Center. And if we can't do that, then we will do it online. And you can register with me through the chamber. My email is super easy, janet@manhattan.org. And I'm happy to help you out. Or you can call the chamber 776-8829 for more information as well. So
really cool. Hey, Brandon, thanks, man. You guys and gals at K-Man are doing a great job for us. And we sincerely appreciate everything you do for not only this organization, but all the organizations in the communities. So sincerely, thanks from us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, glad you could make arrangements to be with us here this morning. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again real soon.
You call, we haul, Brandon. You just give us a call. We're there for you, babe.
All right.
We
are there
for you. Year.
Thank you, Brandon. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep, thank you so much. And we'll continue with In Focus after this. We'll speak with Manhattan Parks and Rec coming up next.